on this episode of Straight Up No Bullshit.
It's time consuming. You delve deeply into these details and you get sucked up. You lose all your time. Next thing you know, you look up and it's like, holy shit, it's 5 o'clock. You know, my day's over. Or you didn't get anything done.
The reason why they attack people that are causative is because they're so deadly afraid of being found out.
Power, money, and control. I told you, follow those three things and you'll get to the crux of any issue that's going on right now.
No, you're in my house. I pay the bills. I pay the electric bill. You're in my house. You got 3 seconds to get out before I turn into Swiss cheese. And that's the end of it.
What are the details, getting lost in details, doing to you, your personal life, your daily life with your family, with the people you live with, you love, you care about, your coworkers, where you work, your business?
Are we getting in a better place or a worse place? In America, that's why I wear all this American crap, because I am an American and I want America to get better. And I want everyone that watches this thing to get better.
Welcome to the Straight Up, No Bullshit, the Don Hanson Show. Our hosts are going to push the limits, but create an environment where it's safe to uncover the crap that holds you back so you can survive the mediocrity of today's life. And they'll be admitting and revealing their own experiences so you can learn the skills and attitude you need to be who you are. No bullshit. Warning to all listeners, if you have thin skin and get offended easily by harsh, direct, or somewhat offensive content and language, then this podcast may be overwhelming. However, we believe pulling your blinders off and viewing things from a real perspective may feel invigorating and may be the very thing that may cause you to expand your capabilities exponentially. Now here's your hosts, Don and Marcus.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to Straight Up No Bullshit. We are so glad you are here. We got a phenomenal episode lined up for you today. Don, how's it going, my friend?
Everything's going great, Marcus. Good to see you.
Awesome. Good to see you as well. So today we're going to be talking about caught up in the details. Are details important? Are people too caught up in it? Those are questions we need to answer. So my question to you is, do we get too caught up in the details way too much? What's your perspective on this, Don?
There is absolutely no doubt about it, okay? This world is being run into the ground, and it's so obvious, big picture, when you back up and you look at what's going on, okay? But the problem is...
When in doubt, zoom out.
The problem is we're trying to prove all these little bitty things to are they really doing this? Is it really possible? Like opening up the border, okay? Let's just use that one as an example. That's a hot topic right now. Open up the border. Are they really doing it? Well, we found these documents that said this, and they wrote this law, and we're looking into this. We're trying to prove that this guy's... It doesn't matter, because what's going on here, okay, is they're going to do all this crap, and we're all talking about all these details, trying to prove this, trying to prove that. Back up. Look at the big picture. It's a free country. We have borders. We have ways that if we want to have new people come in, there's a documentation process. There's a whole screening process. There's all kinds of processes in place, but they want to bypass them and everything else. And we all want to look at, well, did they really have a jetliner come into Chicago at 3 a.m. when the airport was closed or whatever? Like, who cares? They're destroying America. Okay. It doesn't matter. All these little things. And the problem that the big problem is the media is being controlled by the people that are doing all of this problematic things to the United States. Okay. So by the time let's say you win these 10 little battles that you didn't even look at the big picture and see what's going on, the media has already changed what they're talking about. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to talk about Ukraine, or we're going to talk about Tucker Carlson talking to the guy in Russia. I mean,
Putin.
Keep changing. Like, as soon as you think you're coming close to like solving something, like we solved it, we prove this and we prove that and we prove this. Who cares? Okay, if you look at the big picture and what we have written in stone, in law, in the Constitution. Basically, we don't need to prove all these little things. It doesn't matter. They're destroying this country. That's all we got to know.
It's distracting. So, it distracts everybody from doing the one thing we need to do. Close the fucking borders. Close it. You know, because while they're talking about this or distracted with that, guess what? Another 10,000, 100,000, million people have come across the border.
22 million.
Right. as of late, but I'm talking about just they distract you here so that a whole bunch more can come in. It's just, it's crazy. And when they get everyone caught up in the details, you get everyone bickering about, well, you know, should the Razor thing be taken down? Should it be left up? You know, are they crossing over this river? This and that. I thought it was great what the truckers did when they went down there and they said, you know what? No more. We're going down and enough's enough. And it's still a contentious thing. And, you know, I think they're letting them in because one, it gives the left a much bigger voting base. They get all this money, free money, because who wants to go to work if they've got all this free money? Heck, there's people that are Americans that have been born here that are struggling that get less money than these fucking assholes that are coming across the border. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not being unsympathetic. I get it. There's a plight. People want to come to a better place. And America is a great melting pot, right? However, do it legally. If you are truly, you don't have 22 million that are seeking asylum. That's ridiculous. You seek asylum because you saw some, you know, something happen in a country and, you know, they're going to whisk you away because they're going to kill you or whatever. You know, they're using it. You know, I've heard some people saying, guess what? You know, the reason they're letting everyone come in is because they want to push this whole CBDC, this the digital currency. And guess what? Us white people are pushing it off. We don't want that. But hey, we'll let all the people in. And guess what? Well, we're going to give you all this money, but guess what? You have to sign up for this wallet and have this national digital currency to get at it. And that's how they're going to push it through. So who knows exactly why they're doing it all? But the fact is they're wrong. I watched a constitutional lawyer go through bullet by bullet. They are wrong in what they're doing. And it needs to stop.
So
fuck the details. Done.
The border thing is a great thing. I don't want to get too far off on the border thing, but it's a really good way to kind of describe it. Okay. And there's many different ways of looking at it.
Sure.
Just back up and look at the panoramic view and you'll see. Now, I personally know people that have come here. Okay. Into this country.
Yeah.
And they had to do it legally. And then they had family that had to come. That came through illegally.
Yeah.
Now, the cartel takes 10 grand before they can cross, and then they have them in a truck, okay? And then they have to pay them the other 10 grand, otherwise they kill the people. So there's $20,000 per person, wow. Times that by 22 million, okay? If you don't think a lot of this money isn't going from the cartel to our cartel, you're out of your mind. That's a. I don't even know what the math is.
Right.
There's a lot of zeros involved. But anyways, so that's one part of it. The other part is Democratic voting. Okay. The other part is just screwing with everyone's minds. It's got to do with, you know, there's going to be so much crime. There's going to be terrorism here in the United States. Okay, guaranteed. There's going to be so much crime that they're going to have to shut down the local police departments and everything else. And then you have to do military because it's going to be crazy. So that's how it's all an effort.
Military
to try
police.
Control
yeah.
People,
military.
Okay. And it's by creating anarchy and chaos. Okay. And, you know, us being the law abiding tax paying citizens, you have to pay more money. We're going to bring more people and you're going to pay more money. No. Okay. And I know one of these episodes I said, you know, we should stop paying. I know I probably shouldn't say this, probably get in trouble, but why are we paying tax? If this isn't for us, if it's for everybody else,
right.
If everyone stopped paying tax, it'd be the end of this nonsense. I mean, we don't have to agree with this shit. The people that run this country are employees of us, United States citizens.
Correct.
Okay. That's all you got to know.
Correct.
They're employees.
Yep.
They don't control us. We control them, but it's been spun for many years, and now these people are controlling us. So it's crazy. We
trying
can't
to.
Get too caught up in all of these little details about all this. Oh, you know, it's groundbreaking news and this and that. It doesn't matter. And that's just one of the topics. You could use it on any of the hot topics. You could use it on the printing of money. The credit card crisis, the mortgage crisis. How about the unemployment? How about this one? Okay. Unemployment is up. Okay. We have the stats to prove
it's
it.
Not,
this and, that. And it's bullshit. And you know why? And I'll tell you why. Okay.
Because
I read a lot.
Yep.
Okay. It's up. And I don't know the number, so I could be wrong with the number, but I want to say that what they did was they employed another 800,000 federal employees. Okay. So maybe the numbers to make the numbers go up. But what happened was, okay, us as a taxpaying citizen has to pay these salaries for these 800,000 new federal employees. So the employee thing looks like, wow, we're doing such a great job, yet everybody on the block's unemployed. Yep. So we're trying to get caught up in all these details. Where's the information? What is the information? And how accurate is the information? So the details, what details? What are the credible details? Okay. The credible details are talk to the guy at the corner store, talk to the guy at the gas station, talk to your neighbors. That's the real story. Turn on the boob tube, you're hearing nothing but nonsense. Listen to these politicians, it's all bullshit. Like you have, like we're caught up in details that are not even details. Back up. Open your eyes. Look what's going on. It's obvious. It's not that hard, people. Obvious. So that was when I wrote the thesis for this, too caught up in the details. You think about all of these different rabbit holes that we can go down, and they could spend endless hours of research, okay? And what did you get? Okay, yeah, we proved that maybe there's a document or there's something in this guy's basement or blah, 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 whatever. Who cares, okay? Are we getting in a better place or a worse place? In America, that's why I wear all this American crap, because I am an American and I want America to get better. And I want everyone that watches this thing to get better. And they don't want us to get better. They want us to get worse because they want our money. They want to control us.
They want our money. They want to control us. Absolutely. They want to power, money, and control. I told you.
Yeah.
Those three things. Follow those three things, and you'll get to the crux of any issue that's going on right now. We're talking big picture stuff here, but even in the daily day-to-day life, you know, we let ourselves get distracted with all the finicky details that really doesn't matter. At least maybe not yet. Maybe the details down the road might matter, but right now it doesn't matter. Big picture is where it's all at. But I think a lot of times people, at least in their smaller circles, fear is what keeps them stuck in the details, because if they're distracted and they're sitting nicely in their tiny little box that they've created for themselves, that they don't have to stretch out of their comfort zone and look at the bigger picture, because the bigger picture is where you see clarity. You know, when in doubt, zoom out. If things aren't there, you zoom out and you look and say, hey, this is what the bigger picture looks like. And these are what the real issues are, kind of thing. So stop sweating the small stuff and start looking at the bigger picture.
So I'm going to make a really stupid little story, an analogy to kind of make sense of what we're talking about. Okay. You got cameras at your house, right? And, and you see that the kid two doors down took some gasoline, poured it on your garage and torched your garage. You got it all on camera, right? You got it on camera. Matter of fact, your daughter was looking out the window and she saw him as well, right? Now, instead of saying you burnt down the garage, we saw it, we got it on tape, okay? People are going to they're gonna try and go, okay, well, where did he get the gas? Oh, I think I saw him at the gas station. We should see if he bought the gas and see how much he paid, see if it's on his credit card. We don't care if it's on his credit card that he bought the gas, okay? We don't know. We don't care if you went to Walgreens and bought the matches or the lighter, okay? We know what happened. We know what happened. Why are we looking at all of these stupid little – is he wearing a red shirt that I got him on film? Because if he doesn't have the red shirt, maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was someone that looked like him. Like, cut it out, people. We know what's going on.
Right.
We all – even the ones that are not that aware know what's going on, but – They're deciding to get confused because everything's so convoluted that it's very easy to get yourself confused in today's world. When things aren't going so good for you, you start to really get confused and you start to say, well, you know what? Maybe it wasn't Joey next door. You know, there's a lot of kids that look like him and like, stop.
Sure.
Back up, open up your lens. This is what it is, and that's what it is, okay? Quit worrying about the details because those details are going to do nothing but sidetrack you and make you second guess yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. You know, and then you're going to get the ACLU or some organization come in and say, well, you know what? That camera, it must have been a man, but, you know, Joey's now a girl now or whatever.
It's going to give
they use all this bullshit. It's smoke and mirrors. It's all fucking smoke and mirrors. Distract us to get, you know, look over here, because we're going to do this over here. We don't want you to see this, so go look over here. Let's distract you over there.
It's flipped the script. So let's say you got a little Joey on camera burning down a garage, okay? You're going to get some idiot is going to say, you know what? You have licenses for that camera. You know what? They're going to sue you for filming his son because he's underage and he shouldn't be on your... It's just some kind of nonsense. The kid burnt down the garage, okay? I don't want to hear about all this nonsense.
Right.
But you need a license. Did you get a permit to install those cameras?
Right.
He was filmed and he's only 15 years old. I think that's illegal. I think we're going to have to arrest you. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Okay. Are you kidding me right now? And that's all the nonsense. And that's why I was never a politic guy. I was never. Well, right. We grew up in the city of Chicago. My dad was a Chicago policeman. We were Democrats. This is how we were. Are you these people that are running this stuff now? Are you kidding me? You're the guy. You're a law abiding citizen, and you shoot somebody in your house, and you're going to jail, or you got to spend your life savings to stay out of jail. Are you kidding me? Like, just too caught up in the details. You know, was he inside the house? Did he really threaten you? How do we know that he threatened you? Why did you put so many rounds in him? You know, like, what? He came into my house. My family lives here.
Right, exactly.
We don't know what he was.
My life was threatened.
We didn't ask him, hey, let me give you 50 questions here real quick. Are you here to harm us? Do you have a knife? Do you have a gun? Are you a felon? Yeah, let me ask you a couple more questions before I shoot you. No, you're in my house.
What are your intentions? Yeah.
Yeah, I pay the taxes. I pay the bills. I pay the electric bill. You're in my house. You got 3 seconds to get out before I turn into Swiss cheese. And that's the end of it. Okay?
Right.
Well, what was his intent? And, you know, give me a break. Give me a break. This whole thing is nonsense.
It is way too much nonsense. But you know what, though? Sometimes the details can matter, because those are, you know, they're twisting things around, like just all of the trials and the cases that are against Trump right now. You know, this one I was watching, it wasn't actually about Trump. It was about his case, but this case where, you know, Trump's got to pay like $300 million because of inflated prices. And I was watching, it was one of the guys from Shark Tank. I forget the guy's name, but he's a real estate investor. He's like, you know, people forget about Trump. What precedent are we setting to let this judge go against everything, the way things are done, the going against all appraisers and all this kind of stuff? They just arbitrarily decide that he's guilty and this is how it's going to be. Now, I think at the Supreme Court, they're going to win and they're appeal it, but what a waste of time because of all those little bullshit details that don't matter. What matters is the big picture. Is like, what precedent are we setting? What business is going to want to come to New York and set up shop? Not that they should want it anyway, because New York's a shit show, but who wants to develop property there when they can go to Oklahoma or Nebraska or other places where they don't have to deal with this kind of insanity? So again, people, wake up, we're probably preaching the choir because a lot of our viewers and listeners probably think the same way we do. And they're going, this is crazy. So I think what we need to do is look at, so what are some of the things that, you know, what are some of the reasons why you should not get caught up in the details, right? So loss of perspective. When you get caught up in the details, you might lose sight of the bigger picture or their overarching goals. You know, you want to, you know, focus on the little minutia stuff, and it's not going to, they aren't going to significantly impact your outcome. It's time consuming. You delve deeply into these details and you get sucked up. You lose all your time. Next thing you know, you look up and it's like, holy shit, it's 5 o'clock. You know, my day's over or whatever. You know, you didn't get anything done. Increases stress. When you get stuck in the details, your stress is increased, right? You're immersing yourself in so much in the details and it just increase your stress level to the point where you're overwhelmed just by the sheer volume of information that you got to deal with. It hinders your decision-making process. When you've got so much details, you overemphasis on the details, it impedes your ability to make quality decisions and be able to move forward in some of the things we've talked about, like we did in the last podcast, which is, you know, being the cause. It might keep you from being the cause because you're too tied up in making a decision. What should I do? What should I not do? Reduced efficiency. You become inefficient. Oh my God, details. You are so inefficient. You're unbelievable. So missed opportunities. What opportunities do you miss because you're so tunnel visioned on some of this detail here that you don't see the bigger picture and other opportunities that might help you out? it probably strains relationships too. When you're working on stuff, you know, you're so fixated, whether it's in the workplace with other colleagues or even people in your family life, you know, you're so caught up in this little detail here that you forget, hey, let's make the family happy here. Let's go out to dinner. We're supposed to be doing something else. It decreases innovation. It squashes creativity. So, you know, all of that stuff, incomplete understanding, impeding progress. I mean, I can go on and on of all the reasons why you don't want to get caught in the details in your day-to-day life, because guess what? What happens in the micro affects the macro.
Right. I mean, it's simple things, right? Don't upset dad. Support dad because he's got to support right. The house. Like simple stuff, like the old school way of thinking. But
sure.
You know, a couple things that I change the subject a little bit here. You mentioned the truckers. I want to reach you. I want to speak up and say, you know, thank you to the truckers. Now they're boycotting New York.
Absolutely.
Thank God. They went down there to the border wall. Thank God for these truckers.
Yep.
These are hardworking people.
Agree.
These are the guys that make things happen.
Yep.
These are the guys that are digging through the trenches, and these are the guys that get affected by all this nonsense. So thank you to all the truckers,
agreed.
All the people that are in the transportation business. And the other thing that I want to mention is a big picture thing. I don't know if you have a clip over there, Marcus, but I was watching a clip, about a couple weeks ago, and it inspired thought on this thing. And there was some black gentlemen in this barber shop, okay?
And we'll pull a clip up here in a second.
They were all talking, and they said, I don't know what the dialogue was, but basically they said, we don't really know. We were told we were supposed to be voting for Biden and this and that and whatever. But what we do know, okay, and this really inspired me, what we did know is when Trump was in office, we all had money. We all had plenty of money. We all were doing well.
Right.
Now that Biden's in office, we're all struggling. We don't have money. We can barely pay our bills. Things are not going good, okay?
Right.
I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. It's the big picture. This guy's there.
Yep.
There's money in my pocket. This guy's here. I don't know where the money's going to come from. Like, it's a big picture.
Right.
We have to look at politics, how kind this guy is, or this guy offended me. Or I mean, if that's what you care about, if the guy said something that makes you happy and broke and that makes you good, then you're good. Vote for that guy. Okay, but if a guy says something and maybe offends you or doesn't say something that doesn't agree with you, because whatever, I love Trump.
Burnt.
I like the fact that he says what he wants to say. Sometimes I think he says a lot of things he shouldn't say, but the bottom line is the guy's a great decision maker. He's in my opinion, and I'm not one of these political guys. I think Donald Trump is and was the best president that we've ever had. I think that guy was phenomenal. And I feel so bad because that guy's a wealthy man. Okay. And he's basically getting his dick dragged through the mud. He doesn't need to be doing this. So everyone says he's out for himself.
Right.
He just paid $355 million fine in New York. Not yet.
It's being appealed.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to get off
on that. But that barber shop was, do you have that clip, by the way?
You're hearing that too, that there are some people in your orbit who are either voting for Donald Trump or considering it?
For sure. A lot of my friends are obviously we're a little younger. We've only voted once, you know, for a president. And Trump is kind of all we know. And they're kind of Trump and Biden. They're like, well, we were broke with Biden. We weren't with Trump. And that's kind of the only thing that I'm hearing over and over again, again is that with Trump, we had money.
I agree with you. I mean, Trump was not my most favorite because don't get me wrong. I think he's still best president we've had in this century. No doubt about it. Because of the fact that he's gotten more done than anyone else. Now you may not agree with all his policies. I don't particularly care for his decorum. I think he could be a little more diplomatic. I love Vivek. I'm more of a libertarian at heart. And, I hope Vivek becomes his VP because then they'll really get some shit done.
Oh God. I love that guy.
I know. Yeah. I mean, talk about, you know,
causative, right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think Trump is causative too.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, he got sucked into the deep state and all the bullshit and lied to. And, oh, you can't do it this way. You can't do it that way. And so, unfortunately, he allowed himself to get become a little bit of the effect, but he was still the cause. If he wasn't such a cause, guess what? They wouldn't be trying so hard to get rid of him. They wouldn't be dragging him down, you know, three years later. I mean, he's been out of office for 3 years and they're still trying to drag him through the mud. Why? Because he said what he needed to say. He was willing to do what other people are not willing to do. He threatened the establishment and he threatened the way of things are because those people want power, money, and control. And when you threaten their power, you threaten their money, you threaten their control, guess what? They're going to do whatever it can to take them out. And they're proving it. We're seeing it in all of the court cases and everything. It's obvious.
Well, what you said is accurate. Like they're doing it. They're so scared that this guy's going to get in office because I think they're all afraid of what's going to happen. Okay. They're going to probably, right. I don't know if it's even possible, but they should all go to jail. Whatever. But the thing is suppressants. Okay. The reason why they attack people that are causative is because they're so deadly afraid of being found out. Okay. They don't want to be found out. Okay. And if you understood how a suppressive person or environment or government or whatever works. Okay. They're all doing this stuff and they think that they're all, you know, sneaky and nobody really knows and everything else. But when you have somebody that knows and have somebody that can expose that, now they're found out, that makes people very, very scared.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because they're worried. They're worried they're going to not just lose their jobs, but their credibility, their status. But it's almost an ego trip. It's like, oh my God, they're going to, you know, it's like, they're going to be stripped of all who they are. And if that's the case, if that truly is who they are, they have no business being working for the government or being in office or anything like that. Because guess what? They're not there for the people. They are there for themselves. And that's what they're exposing. They're showing the true colors of who they really are versus what they're there to do. They're fucking public servants.
Right.
I'm going to say it again, fucking public servants. And they've forgotten that. They think they run this show. They think we got to control the people. The people don't know. The people are stupid. We know better. Bullshit. I call it bullshit, you know? And that's why we have to not sweat the small stuff, not get lost in the details, zoom out, look at the big picture and see what's going on here so we can save this country. Because if we don't, we may not have a country that much longer to save.
We're going to be looking for those little island huts, you know? Exactly. Living on a beach, listen to some reggae music and forget about these idiots, you know?
Find me in Costa Rica, absolutely.
You know, yeah, they're all coming here. There's going to be a lot of vacant huts, you know?
Right.
So, anyways, yeah, it's a great topic, and I love it.
Yeah, no, you know, it's good. And, you know, you look at it from all different angles, you know, from the micro to your own life, like, you know, what are the details, getting lost in the details doing to you, your personal life, your daily life with your family, with the people you live with, you love, you care about, your coworkers, where you work, your business, whatever it might be, you know, to your personal relationships. But then look at what's happening in your town, looking at what's happening in your community, you know, and then the broad speak, what's happening in our country and then the world. So the details can get lost and make us feel like we're spinning our wheels when really all we got to do is zoom out and look at the bigger picture and really get a good grasp of it and then become causative to create the world that we want to live in. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's betterment and making life and you choosing to live life that you choose to live. Mm-hmm. End of story. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great stuff. Great stuff here. Any last words you want to share with our listeners?
No, I just think that my advice to people is just kind of back up, take emotion out of it, and look at the big picture of what's going on. Forget about those little bitty details, because the more simple you make it, the better your life it will be.
Absolutely. Turn off the TV, turn off all the crazy news, whatever. Mm-hmm. Get your information from quality sources. Hopefully ours is one of them. And, then choose, you know, get the pen and paper out like you talk about, Don, and decide what you want your life to be. Mm-hmm. And then focus on those details because those are the details that matter.
Absolutely.
So, this has been great.
Yeah.
Write your book. Absolutely. Which we've both done, my friend. So, which is a good thing. Again, hey, if you liked what you heard here today, please Share it with your colleagues, your friends, your neighbors, people that you think that would get something out of it. We'd appreciate it. It'd help us get the word out there. Like, smash the likes, subscribe to our channel. It helps us get the word out there. It helps us to reach more people, because that's what it's all about. It's all about making a difference in one person at a time, one listener at a time, one viewer at a time. So thank you so much for being here. And until next time, we'll see you on Straight Up No Bullshit. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Straight Up No Bullshit, The Don Hanston Show. We hope we enlightened you and expanded your perspectives with our bold and honest discussions about what might be holding you back from being your genuine self. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to the next episode. If you want to know more, go to straightupnobullshit.com. We'll see you next time.